What a day it was, the day I quit. I'd been thinking about it for months. I had a good job. I liked everyone I worked with, and I knew that they liked and appreciated me. But it was getting harder and harder to... No, that's not right. I was getting more and more frustrated. My career had become a job. I wasn't happy anymore, and I hadn't been happy for a long time. And then, in one quick moment, I just knew. I knew it was time to go when I didn't look forward to the challenge anymore. I lost my passion. I resented the hours when I stayed late into the evening, long past when everyone else had left. I stopped caring about being great, and I just cared about being good enough to get by. Change is hard. I had worked there for 7 years. I had survived while many of my coworkers were laid off. I had a mortgage, and I had kids in school. I'm not young anymore, I told myself. There's a recession. I had a dozen reasons to stay and only one reason to quit, because I hated it. From the time we're kids, we're told, don't quit. If you hate piano lessons or math class or your basketball team, people tell you to hang in there. Leaving something you once loved is hard. Quitting a job you used to love is like breaking up a relationship. We actually spend more time with our coworkers than we do with our spouses or our children. So it took me a long while to admit it. I told myself it was bad management, a lousy environment, I wasn't given the tools or the training to do it properly. And that was all true, but in reality, it wasn't the job, it was me. I changed. I realized that I could do better. What a day it was, the day I realized it was over. It was sunny and warm for early December. My boss came into my office to talk to me about how I needed to take on yet another useless task. Okay, I told him, and I went out to lunch. I walked outside, I got into my car, and I drove. Just quit, I thought. Just end it now. I looked at myself in the rearview mirror. I quit, I said. It was the first time I had ever said it aloud. I quit. I drove to a liquor store, bought a good bottle of scotch, and returned to the office. I went to my boss's office and knocked on the door. I went in and put the bottle on his desk and smiled and said, "Thanks, Bob. Thanks for all your help, and thanks for everything you've taught me for the last 7 years. But I'm done. I quit." What a day it was. I got back in my car, and for the first time in a long time, smiled the whole way home.